gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeff.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. It is the ultimate odor eliminator, the best you will ever find. So I highly recommend you check out their website, because that's where you have to order it. And it's not expensive. SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Check it out. Also, if you want to bond with your pet, your cat that is, you want to bond with them with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Good pets, foods, natural supplements, and treats for your dog, they will love them. And you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, Italy next year, Colette Tours, 1-800-581-8942, booking number 1382009. You can find out more information at TalkinPets.com. And if you're looking for a calendar, check out HashitBookGroup.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Our love will never fade away. We're diamonds in the dark. I put my head against your chest and listen to your heart. 'Cause you are my home. No matter where I go, never alone. 'Cause somehow I always know. Even through the
That is the new song by Miley Cyrus for Avatar.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're one of the first ones to hear it.
It sounded like her, so I'm so glad you said who it was.
Yeah, I was allowed to play it here as a promotion for Avatar.
Yay!
Coming out. So that is the song for Avatar. So that is Miley Cyrus. It's a great song. But if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies are... So your top five movies as of last week, and I highly recommend this one, Predator, Badlands. I love the Predator series anyway, the franchise, but they did a awesome job on this one. And as for animals, there's a lot of creatures in this movie. And it's made $53 million in its opening week, so hats off to Predator, Badlands. It's worth the watch. Regretting You, kind of like a Hallmark movie, no animals, $41 million in 3 weeks. That was number two. Number three, Black Phone 2, $72 million. Not bad for a sequel in 4 weeks. That's a pretty good lump sum there. Number four, Sarah's Oil. Not familiar with it, but it made $6.3 million in 1 week. Nuremberg, not familiar with that one either, but $6.1 million in 1 week, $6.1 million. Those were your top five films, but I did get to screen another film, and it's called The Running Man, with one of my new favorite actors, Glenn Powell. He actually is awesome in this movie. Yes, I'm using awesome a lot, but he's great, superb, and brilliant.
He's good at everything he's done.
He is. He carries
I
this
like
movie.
I like him a lot, yes.
My quote to America out there when I did the review and everything, he is the new Hollywood It Man. You're going to be seeing even more of this guy. So the writers on this was Stephen King, of course. And if you are old enough to remember, this is a remake from when Arnold Schwarzenegger did the film way back when, The Running Man. This one's a lot different. I thought it was a little overpowering. There's a lot of things going on in this movie. But I will say, Glenn Powell, you know, hats off. He carried this movie extremely well. And check it out. It's in theaters right now. You can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com. Or you can join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talking, by the way, just so you know. And kind of speeding through this because I want to go to a caller, Jilly. We have in Oregon, Scarlett's been nicely holding on for us, and she's got a question for you. I believe she's downsizing the house, which I think a lot of people are, and she now needs the dog to adjust to where the dog is going. And am I right on that, Scarlett?
You are absolutely right.
Awesome. What do you think, Jill?
Well, okay, when you say downsizing, you're talking about square footage, or you're talking about you no longer have a yard, or there's no place to walk the dog? Can you specify, please?
Absolutely. Yep. So we have a half-acre yard now, and we're going to a deck. There is a place to walk the dog.
Okay.
The square footage in the house is just probably close to the same, just configured differently.
Okay. I did that because I moved from Florida, 3 years ago up here to the mountains of Tennessee. Now, my house in Florida wasn't that much bigger. I mean, it had more bedrooms, and it's now I have a two-story cabin and stuff like that. But I used to have a pool. Now I no longer have a pool, but I have, you know, a yard. The dog is not going to mind being in close quarters with you. That's a non-issue. It's making sure that the dog gets enough exercise. If it's used to being able to, like, be in a safe area where it can roam around in its own yard and now only having a deck, be sure that the deck... If the deck is very high off the ground, that you have railings or a specific wiring fence around it for dog safety, that's really important. I had to do that in Colorado once because my dogs just kept jumping off of the deck. It was very dangerous.
Is short-legged, so, and the deck is, the spacing we've already checked is close enough where he can hardly get his nose through, so we're good there.
That's good. Okay. And then, this new environment, it gives you a reason to be out more with your dog since you don't have a yard for him to play in or her to play in, to just rediscover the new space that you're living in, the area that you're living in, and just get out with the dog more often. That's my best advice. Or find a park nearby. Yeah. A park where they're...
It's more like training us versus training the dog.
Exactly.
That's always the case.
You know, and if you're near water, you know, look for parks that have walking paths so you could go, because there's lots of sniffs and smells and everything and water around there. I don't know if your dog swims. Being short-legged, it might be not be a swimming dog. But
yeah,
they
not
just
so
like
much
to get,
a swimmer.
Yeah, they like to get out on paths and walk around. And then that's very healthy for you as well, to just be out in nature, because I love being in nature every day because I live in it. I've craved it, so I did it. A lot of people couldn't live the way I live, but... You know, nature's a wonderful thing, and even if you're in a city situation, there's always a park or something nearby and you might even meet new people. So it's a win-win.
It is. I appreciate the thoughts. Thank you so much.
And hold on to Scarlett for holding. I'm going to send you from Good Pets Foods some of the treats. They're supplement dog treats. So I'm going to send some of those to you. So stay in the line and give Sydney your address. I'll ship them out to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And thank you so much for waiting on the show, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Scarlett out there in Oregon. We want to hear from you guys. 818-818-6401. That's how it's done. Scarlett called up. She had a question.
Yep.
And it was tackled.
Yes.
And she even got a treat, well, for her dog.
Yes.
At the end of it. So... But once again, we want to hear from you guys. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. We will have Name That Animal Sound And if you were paying attention to a previous hour, then you will have a pretty good guess on what this creature is going to be. 818-818-6401. I'm just putting that hint out there. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. I want to give a big shout out to Al out there. And I wanted to say hi. We want to hear from you guys here in Tampa Bay. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. San Diego, where are you? I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And by the way, this is the theme song to The Running Man. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets, minutes every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
When it feels like it's freezing in the Sunshine State, the term frozen iguanas comes up. That's when the invasive species fall from the trees or end up on sidewalks stunned from the cold. It happens when temperatures dip into the 30s and 40s, but not to worry, the paralysis is only temporary. Male iguanas typically get to 5 feet long and can weigh up to 17 pounds. Females can reach 5 feet in length, but are typically 10 pounds lighter than the male iguanas. Iguanas are known to thrive in Florida's warm climate, and they like to sleep in trees. When temperatures hit below freezing, the 30s or 40s, that slows them down and immobilizes them. Freezing is below 32s, then they stiffen up and lose their grip on branches, hence called falling iguanas. The frozen iguanas can remain paralyzed on the ground for hours until the weather warms up enough to let their blood thaw. If you encounter a cold, stunned green iguana, do not bring it into your home, vehicle, or building. Non-native green iguanas are wild animals, and once they recover and warm up, they could act defensively. Green iguanas were added to Florida's prohibited list in April 2021, and people cannot be in possession of live green iguanas without a permit. Because they are not native to Florida, it is illegal to release or relocate captured iguanas. Iguanas, like all non-native invasive species, are not protected in Florida except by the anti-cruelty law. They can be captured and humanely killed on private property at any time with landowner permission. Captured iguanas cannot be relocated or released at other locations in Florida. If you want to remove green iguanas from your property but cannot safely and humanely remove them, contact a professional wildlife control operator. So when walking under trees in South Florida during major cold spells, you may want to carry an umbrella in case of falling iguanas. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, 818-818-6401. You know, we get that story a lot, especially in the state of Florida. A lot of the newscasters love to report on that, and it's gone national, so it's all over the place now, people saying. And it's true. And you
it's
know, the,
true.
The weird part is, too, is you know those little lizards that run around here, the little brown lizards? Actually, they're they do change colors.
Chameleons.
I went out there to feed my my chickens earlier, and I'm out there to feed my chickens. I'm like, wow, this little lizard is like being extremely brave and friendly. And I'm like, why isn't he moving? And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what the heck's going on with him? And then I put my hand by him, my finger, and I was like, are you dead? I was like, what is wrong with you? And I thought, it couldn't have been my cats, because when the weather's nice, I let my cats go out to the pool, which is all caged in. And but this little lizard's still sitting there, and I'm just like,
That's funny.
Like, it's not moving, and I'm thinking, it still has its tail, because, you know, lizards in fear will drop their tail, and that's a method for them to get away from the predator. because the predator will go after the wiggling tail and leave the body alone, usually.
Right.
But still, the tail was on and everything, so I picked it up, and I'm like, all right, maybe you are dead. And then I thought, oh, you're frozen.
Yep. Well, I used to live in South Beach in the 90s, and I saw many of these fall out of trees.
Yeah, no, it's
very interesting.
You're not supposed to bother them. You're supposed to leave them alone.
No.
Let them
be
their merry little dead-looking self.
Well, when I was in Titusville last month, I saw my first ever iguana. I was like, nope. It was the weirdest thing, seeing it just scurry across the parking lot. I'm like, nope.
I think they're cool. Actually, I ended up filming them. I was rock climbing in Mexico many, many years ago. And I have a video camera, and I was taking video of all these. And when I was, I told the story once before, when I was climbing, and I put my hand up on this one rock, and I pulled myself up, and I looked. There's like a cavern in the biggest iguana I've ever seen in my life. I was like, he's looking at me, and I'm like filming him, and he's just staring at me, and I'm like, don't come at me because I'm going to fall off these rocks. But they're pretty cool, though. I wouldn't want one as a pet, though. But
no.
On that note,
let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this creature, we're going to set you up with a prize. And your choices are, you can go with from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with the Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. Those are cat treats. You can go with the dog treats, Good Pets Foods. That's the Hip and Joint Plus you'll get, the multivitamin, and the daily probiotic. We'll send those out to you. You can go with the SCOE 10X. It's the odor eliminator, the best one you will ever find out there. It's only available on their website, SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. If you want to check it out, I recommend you do. We have a Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a dog book as well. We have a CD from our buddy Trace Nixon. He's a new country singer out there. His new CD came out. We have a copy of that. We have a copy of Gino Sasani's CD, In Cold Blood. No, you're not murdering your grandmother or somebody. It is about reptiles because they're cold-blooded. So all the music is reptile songs. And we have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets and a 2026 calendar on slots in different positions. So you can go with that. 818-818-6401. I made you think about it, didn't I, Devin? 818-818-6401. If you know what creature makes this sound. What creature makes that sound?
John eating food.
Lately, I'm surprised I could eat food. I had dental surgery. And
oh, no.
It's tough. Yeah.
What'd you have done?
Do you really want to know?
I had my parents were dentists. I can handle it.
I had all my bottom teeth pulled out.
No way.
Yeah. And now I'm wearing a denture. You know, when you have heart disease and kidney disease and you've been taking medicine for years, it tends to attack your teeth, which is a good rule of thought, by the way. Make sure you brush your pet's teeth because that causes heart disease. I do brush my teeth and I do clean them. But for me, it was a battle with illnesses. So, But
I'm sorry to hear that, babe.
Thanks. It's been very painful and extremely expensive on a credit card. Which I'm one of the Americans out there that has credit cards out the wazoo. So on that note, brush your teeth. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? This creature has tusks. What is it? 818-818-6401. He doesn't brush those. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
The bad turn for California's gray wolves refers to the euthanization of four members of the Bayam Sayo Pack in October 2025 by state wildlife officials following an unprecedented level of attacks on livestock. This marked the first time in over a century that California wildlife officials had legally killed a gray wolf. The problem? This specific pack became highly habituated to prey on cattle rather than wild prey like deer and elk. Between late March and early September 2025, the pack was responsible for 70 confirmed livestock losses, according to the nearly two-thirds of all wolf-caused livestock depredations in the state during that period. Mitigation efforts were the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and other agencies spent months attempting non-lethal deterrence methods, including 18,000 hours of hazing operations with drones, non-lethal beanbag rounds, and round-the-clock patrols. These efforts were ultimately unsuccessful in breaking the wolves' reliance on cattle. The decision was given the scale and persistence of the attacks and the fear that this behavior would be passed to future generations. The CDFW made the decision to lethally remove the wolves. The targeted animals included a breeding male and female pair, a solo male, a solo female, a juvenile male who was unintentionally killed during the operation after being mistaken for an adult. The current status is gray wolves are a protected species under both state and federal law, and killing them is generally a criminal offense. The state is now reevaluating its wolf management strategies in response to growing tensions between conservation goals and the concerns of the ranching community. This event highlights the ongoing conflict between the successful reintroduction of an endangered species and the economic and social impacts on rural communities that must coexist with the predators. For more information, you can go to the state's management plans and visit California Department of Fish and Wildlife Gray Wolf page. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Like staring at a burning sun. Got teeth like razor blades, and you know that we're out for blood. We're out for blood.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
No worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free. We'll also be Hakuna Matata.
So, We're going to go to Oregon and see if Jan knows what this is. Jan, what do you think?
I think it's a rabbit.
You think it's a rabbit?
Wow.
Wait, that needs a double.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you are incorrect on that one, Jan. It is not.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
No, she's wrong. It is incorrect. So,
okay.
Sorry, Jan. Good guess, though.
That's okay.
So, it is not a bunny. That's Jan out in Oregon. Now, listen again. We have Jonathan holding on. So, Jonathan, I will say that Devin gave a little bit of a hint. What do you think, Jonathan? What creature makes that sound?
Jonathan.
A walrus?
Run, Forrest, run!
Keep running. You are incorrect, Jonathan. It is not a walrus. So, Jonathan was wrong. Jan was wrong. Good guesses. I don't know about the walrus, but still, it was a guess. So, somebody call. Take a guess. 818-818-6401. Listen. I think Devin was really good at giving a good hint, too. So, 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. Next time you hear that sound, you will know that it is a Karen out in, not that it's Karen, but Karen out in Oregon. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
What do you think it is, Karen?
A wild boar.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were right. Pick something that you haven't won before, Karen, but we do have quite a majority. I don't know if you heard or if you need me to repeat, but we have, you know, the cat treats, the dog treats, the books, the SCOE 10X, the collapsible water bowl.
I got it.
Which one?
The Lick and Lap.
The Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. You got it coming out to
correct.
You.
Alrighty. Hey, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Karen.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
That's Karen out there in Oregon. And once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call. Now a story from moi. The American Kennel Club, known as the AKC, a not-for-profit organization that is the world's largest registry of purebred and mixed-breed dogs and the leading voice of canine welfare and responsible ownership, is excited to announce the most popular call names of 2025. Choosing a pet's name is such a fun and important part of the process when acquiring a dog, said AKC president and CEO and friend of mine, Gina M. DiNardo. People put a great deal of effort into picking a name that perfectly fits their pets and often spend a lot of time making that decision. According to AKC registration statistics and AKC Canine Partners enrollments, Luna continues to hold on to the top spot for girls' names, while Max returned to number one after being overtaken last year by Milo. This year, there was a shake-up in the top five boys' names. Hank made an impressive jump from 35th in 2024 to second place this year, while Milo fell to 12th, and Teddy held on to third place. Cooper rose one spot to number four, and Gus rounded out the top five at fifth place. As for girls' names, the top four remained unchanged, with Bella, Daisy, and Lucy holding steady at second, third, and fourth. New to the top five this year is Ruby, jumping from 16th in 2024 to fifth in 2025. Closing out the list is Uma for girls and Zen for boys.
It's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me.
the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with
So, thank you, Blake. So, what do you? I know that's right up your alley, Julie, Miss Country Girl.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
So, what do you think about? Okay, so these are the boys' top names. I'll start with the number 10, which actually is one of my favorites, and I think my nephew Ryan's cat's name is this. I'm pretty sure it is.
I like that one.
Number 10 is Finn. Number 9 is Charlie. Number 8 is Maverick. Number 7 is Duke. Somehow I see a bloodhound.
Yes.
Number 6, my dyslexia kicked in. Number 6 is Bear. Number 5 is Gus. Number 4 is Cooper. Kind of cool. Number 3 is Teddy. Number 2 is Hank. And number 1 boy's name for 2025 is Max. I think Max was in that Pets movie, too.
Yeah, he was the big, really big dog.
Yeah,
Max
so.
Was also the Grinch's dog's name, Max.
Yes. Ah.
Max, get my cloak.
Yep, good call. So the top 10 names for girls' dogs, girl dogs. Number 10, Sadie. Number 9, Nova. I have heard that name quite a bit.
I like that one, yeah.
Number 8, Penny.
Don't like it.
I just think of Lost in Space when I hear that name.
Yeah.
If you're old enough, you get what I'm talking about. Number 7, Maggie. Number 6, Willow. That's pretty. Number 5, Ruby. Number 4, Lucy. Number 3, Daisy, which is my niece's dog. And number 2, Bella. Oh, wait. Maybe it's Bella. No, maybe her dog's name is Bella. I can't remember if it's Daisy or Bella, but it's one of those. I think Daisy was the past one. Maybe the new, no. You know what?
Bella big because of the Twilight series.
Number 3 is Daisy. That is her dog, past dog's name. And number 2 is Bella. That's her daughter's name. Sorry. Number 1 is Luna, which again, Luna tends to be a popular name I'm hearing as well. So, in terms of naming your dogs, I had heard, Jilly, that it's more beneficial for training a dog if it kind of just has the one, like Max, rather than like Jonathan.
Right.
Because it's more confusing to a dog if there's too many syllables and too many breakups in a name. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the word. But if it's just one straight name, they learn quicker and faster with that.
Correct. But, you know, I'm really strange about names for animals. I do not think that animals should be named people's names. It really bothers me when people do that. It just doesn't fit for me, but that's just because I'm weird. You know, even though my dog Xerxes, my Rottweiler, is named after King Xerxes, but I like to name a dog for like what its strength or its funniness or things like that. That you pick a name that's suitable for the animal. Not just because, you know, you want to name it Tom, Dick, or Harry. I think that's crazy.
I'm not even going to touch that. So on that note, my cats, I went with Winter. She's all white.
Right.
I went with Shadow.
Perfect.
She's all black.
Yeah.
I went with Summer because she's every color.
Right.
So she's a little more autumn, but I didn't want to pick autumn, so I went with Summer. But, you know, when I adopted them, they came with names, but they were young, and I ended up changing their names. Because, like, for instance, Winter was Anastasia. And even though I love the name, I use it as her middle name. Because calling her Anastasia, it would take a while, I think, for her and me. But, I mean, Winter is much easier. and she knows her name. All my cats know their names. It's surprising how well they know their names.
Yes.
When I have to, like, when I chastise one of them, they know right away when I say their name in a certain tone of voice, oh, time to hide out under the bed. Daddy's mad.
Well, and if you do adopt an animal and it already has a name and you don't like that name, you should pick a name that starts with the same letter so that the dog understands it quicker.
Good point.
Yes.
818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Big John. Big John. Big John.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
The Human-Animal Bond Research Institute and Mental Health America have jointly launched the Pets and Mental Health Resource Center, an online platform providing evidence-based information on the role of companion animals in supporting emotional well-being. Developed in response to growing demand for resources, the center features educational material on the science of human-animal bond, animal-assisted interventions, and mental health guidance for pet owners. A survey of 4,000 MHA constituents found that most pet owners report positive mental health benefits from their animals, particularly among individuals living with mental or physical disabilities. Funded by the American Pet Products Association and the World Pet Association, the initiative aims to offer accessible, expert-vetted content for both current and prospective pet owners. Veterinary professionals may find the resource useful for clients seeking information on the psychological benefits of pet ownership and responsible care. Also hosted a webinar exploring research and best practices in animal-assisted mental health support. Additional educational content is expected to be added over time. Reporting live, on Devin Leach.
Bonding. You're not programmed to hug. Bonding. But that's a feature, not a bug. Bonding. Hit it past second base. Bonding. We control Chinese aerospace. Bonding. Let's get this catch on the shore. Bonding. Extract its uranium core. Bonding. Hands at 10 and 2. James Bonding. It's a military coup.
Oh, and in this emptiness, I never realized what I had. Oh, how I've dreamt of this. All I ever wanted was a pizza roll.
We didn't do pizza today.
Oh, it's still ice cold in the middle.
We did Greek today.
A Greek roll.
A Greek bowl. Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. So, Miss Jill.
Yes.
So, we were talking about, like, dogs' names and pets' names, but we didn't ask Devin what his pets' names are.
That's true.
We only have Sally.
So. Sally?
Yes. And that's what...
Rod, Sally, Rod.
That was because she's adopted from a shelter. I don't know which one, but my father-in-law adopted her, and that was the name she came with. So,
she came with Sally?
She came with Sally, and we stayed with Sally because Lauren likes Nightmare Before Christmas. So Sally happens to be one of the names in there.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So kind of just worked out.
Am I the only
one?
What
happened to your kitties? Didn't you have two cats?
I had to give them up to a shelter because... When we moved into the new house with my mother-in-law, she's deathly allergic, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it kind of sucked, so... But they were Simba and Pepper. That was their names.
That's when you build a garage in the backyard and say, Mother-in-law, there you got your home!
If it wasn't her house, I would say, yes, you're
right. Okay. It was the other way around then.
Yeah.
So you would be out in the garage with the cats.
Well, more Lauren than me.
So, yeah, it's tough. I mean, the one thing that's the hard part is when changes come in your life that you don't expect. And there's a lot of people that I'm hearing are having hard times with their pets because they can't afford. You know, petflation is real, and the expenses have gone up. And, you know, it's very tough for people to take care of their pets. So, you know, I totally am not adopting any pets or anything, you know, because life is tough. The economy is horrible. The last time you go into... You know, I have one pet that's on, you know, they eat better than I do. She's on medicated food, and that's Summer because she's got stones. And if you don't keep them on the medicated food, then the stones are liable to come back. And, you know, then thank God for Scully 10X because, you know, she had peeing problems. And it wasn't because she wanted to pee around the house. It was because she had the stones. And that's your pet's way of telling you, hey, check out my behavior. It's different. I'm not using the litter box. So something is definitely going on, and it's not behavioral. Look at me. I'm peeing right in front of you, and I'm staring right at you. This is not revenge. I'm not feeling good. And sure enough, she had three pretty big stones in her. And Dr. Sue Toper at Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital took care of her, and the x-rays were done, and sure enough. And the medicated food is what breaks down those stones and prevents it from happening again. But you know as well as I do, a bag of that food, you know, you're talking $70 to $100 just for a bag of dry food, let alone the cat food, which is like $80 for a dozen or whatever of, you know, 5-ounce cans. So it's tough, but, you know, they're my kids. And, you know, I've taken the step back at the grocery store, and they've taken their normal step of still getting their food. So those are some things you got to cut back on. But things need to change. You know, things definitely did not get better. They definitely got worse. At least, you know, in my world they did. I don't know about everybody else's. But, you know, we love our pets and we'll do anything for them. And, you know, that's what I'm doing. Everything I can to survive. But, and it's a tough world. So I know everybody's struggling and they're having a hard time. So... but, you know, and again, too, if, you know, sometimes if you do make a decent food, like Jilly, you prepare your own food for your pet, for your dog, sometimes that could be better for them. And sometimes it could be cheaper than, you know, getting, a diet that you're going to pay a lot more for out in the store or through your veterinarian.
Yeah, it's much less expensive for me having such large animals. I always have big dogs, but it's also healthier for the dog because I'm controlling what goes in it. And luckily enough, because of where I live, I used to do it in Florida too, but, you know, I had contacts there too. I can get really good farm-raised organ meat because, you know, most of it is organ meat. But, you know, hearts and kidneys and liver.
Hey,
and
I grew up on hearts and kidneys.
I love liver. It's one of my favorite things.
I hate liver.
My dog and I, we fight over liver. I love it.
We came from Poland, and my grandmother came over, and hearts and gizzards were a part of our growing up. My mom used to make them, and I would, you know, dig a spoon into that boiling water and pull it out and had no problem eating it.
Yeah.
I know, really. I mean, don't really eat much of it as like I used to, but yeah, they were actually good.
And it's less expensive.
Yeah, don't knock it until you try it. Yep. Granted, they were chicken, not anything else.
Well, and
I don't think I can eat anything else but chicken ones.
Most dogs are allergic to chicken, so you shouldn't be feeding your dog chicken.
Yeah, well, you could feed me it, though. Well, once again, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.